K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Good enough to be joined by Colac president Matt Gibson for Inspirations Paint Grovedale. What's your next project? 138 Torquay Road in Grovedale. He's sitting alongside our own Jane Birch. Birchie.
Well, Gibbo, a huge opportunity today, obviously, for your club, a chance to play off in the grand final. How are the boys feeling and the general vibe in the camp leading into this one?
It's pretty relaxed in there, Birchie, at the moment, and all throughout the week. Army and Seb are really good at just, you know, keeping it simple for the guys and just keeping it normal week. So, yeah, no, it's a good feeling. I know the guys and the club is, you know, still hungry for more. So, yeah, we'll see what today brings. But, yeah, all in all, we're ready to give it a crack.
And last week you had the unfortunate injury to Josh Garner with the cricket ball. He's out there. I've just seen him during the warm-up, which is quite incredible, really, a brave effort. But he'll be really crucial for you structuring up and just having, like Jason said last week, that flexibility in the team with another tall that can be versatile.
Yeah, definitely, Birchie. He makes our whole forward line look different. And obviously Tom Rennetts is back in the back half today too, which is good for a bit of height. So, it should be a different look to what we had last week. Yep.
Thanks for joining us, Gibbo. Have you tried to book some flights to old mate in Germany that looked after Max Rook for Seb, bit of calf's blood or something like that to get that hamstring right?
Haven't got to that. And I know Dr. Death over in Rye, he's retired, so I don't know what the go is. But
he used to be the bloke up in Donald too, wasn't there, with the magic hands
that
blokes used to go to.
Yep. So we took Veely over there one year and he worked wonders on him in a final. So, Seb's, you know, he looks after himself well. He knows what he's capable of, and I think, you know, if we happen to get through today, he would be right for next week. So,
should this be grand final day right now?
I think so, yes. And I don't know, you're looking for a bit of a thing there, but it's just, to me, it just makes logical sense, you know, for just the flow of the week. Next week's going to be, you know, particularly with Geelong winning last night in town, just makes it too crammed and ultimately the season too long, in my opinion.
Okay, so would that mean we'd have to shuffle the district league? Your district league grand final back a week as well?
Well, I think everything just shuffles back. Ballarine, the GD, the CDFL, all that sort of stuff just goes back to a normal, what a normal season is, and go from there, because it starts too late, in my opinion, as well. And I know they'll say, oh, it's around Easter and the Ballarine, thing like that, but I think we can still make it work to make the season a bit more compact, which I've openly shared with Michelle and Lisa and that too. So,
on a club front, obviously your senior team runs out of here at 2 o'clock today, but your under 18 team in Division 2 played in a grand final after being a combined side with Motowari last year. Have you started to turn the wheel in the right direction in terms of your juniors and how it's going to look going forward?
Yeah, definitely. And I think we always knew it would be about a 3-year process and to take the small steps. And last year was the first one to get a combination with Motowari, which worked fantastic. They were a great club to be aligned with. And then
the great Kenny Roberts made that work, didn't he?
Kenny Roberts. That was all done at Cafe La Hoot in Winch, a little a meeting there. And this year, with, you know, apart from having Veely, who's such an important figure at leading those guys, with Benny Allen, who's his assistant, there was a number of people behind the scenes just making it happen. So to get our own standalone side this year, and we've got a good crop of under-16s coming through as well, it should put us in good stead for our next senior group coming through.
Before I throw to Jace, is the hope that you'll become a regular Division 1 team at under 18 level?
Yeah, that's definitely the ultimate goal. But again, with the junior stuff, like whilst we've only got one side in the under 18s, that's always going to be a half top age, bottom age, and that. And at the moment, while you've got multiple sides for other clubs, they're allowed to just load up with all top age kids. And ultimately, that's what puts the pressure on you playing Divi 1 footy.
Number 11, thanks for joining us.
Does he know what you're talking about?
Know what I'm talking about?
Number 11.
You know, obviously, he doesn't listen to the podcast. Do you know we have we've started this year the local top 20 power brokers
right
in local footy?
Yeah,
you're number 11.
11.
Yeah.
Jesus, Jake.
Was he surprised or not? He should be more.
You should be in the top five.
Surprised you're surprised you're number 11.
I am surprised.
Boy.
Hey.
You run the show. You run the show. What are you talking about?
No, I
you're
don't.
You're always
I
at AFL Bowen.
No.
You're always talking to people. You're
talking to people. So,
you're an important part of the fabric of
you employ half the local.
Yes.
Football.
Now that was one of the things I did want to ask you, because I was doing for the first time in a very long time, did some research. You've got about a dozen GFNL footballers in your business. Is that right?
Well, I've got this Zybell.
Yes.
Jack Malikan.
Yes. Well, there's a couple.
Darcy Howard.
But he doesn't even know he's got that many people.
Paddy Cannon.
Paddy Dowling.
Paddy Dowling. Connor Foppiano.
See, there you go. Yeah, there's a few down there, isn't there?
So hopefully Scotty Hosking's not listening to this because we're, you know, well, part of their employment agreements, you know, contract
was,
to come up to.
I was going to ask you that. I was going to ask you that. No, but I mean that's it. That's an important part of the world, though, too, isn't it? From a local community footy. I mean, you're obviously in Colac and Geelong, yep. So it's not just in Colac, your business, but just an important part of being able to support people to, you know, play sport, but also, you know, get a career.
Oh, yeah, ultimately, but if I look through each one of those guys, including Paddy and, you know, Connor, who are playing for, obviously, St Mary's and Newtown, it's first and foremost, you've got to be a good person to come and work for us, and then and the rest sort of takes care of itself, and yep. And those guys tick all the boxes. So
that's good.
Yeah.
No, that's good. What's the town like when Colac are in finals? I know the CDFL is obviously on today, but what are the finals on like for the town in terms of having Colac in the finals?
I mean, generally, if we can, if we happen to go, you know, deep into the finals, yeah. Normally we'll get the CDFL, once it sort of winds up, we tend to get a really good strong following. And then whilst it's, you know, footy finals down there, and the whole town's really got a buzz about it with the district going on, and if we happen to be in it as well, so be it footy or netball. So,
who wins the district league grand final today?
Oh, it's a good question.
Dare versus Scott. Who's it going to be?
If they don't control Bailey, I think he could
go
all right. So
did Bailey win the Marnie?
He did.
Won the Marnie medal.
Did he romp it in?
Yep, pretty much.
Okay.
Yep. He's not coming back next year. He's re-signed.
Re-signed to coach them down there. And who knows what could happen this year if he had to stay at Essendon. He might end up playing AFL footy. So, but yeah, I think, I don't know, it'd be a tight game. Alvey beat them early in the year, or in the last final. So, but I still think Imps will probably get the job done.
Has Oscar Smart got another deal at the Bombers? Are you aware of yet?
Unsure, Kingy. Yeah, I probably don't
track
that as closely as others, but yeah.
Oh, there's a spot at Colac for wrong Tigers. Yep. Colac for him next year if he wants it.
Absolutely. He was dynamite the one game we did get out of him, so yeah.
Inspirations Payne Grovedale, speaking with Colac president Matt Gibson. Here's Matty Dowling on Carroll Footy.
Yeah, just going back to what you were talking about with the under-18s flowing through into the senior program, one of the most important things for that cohesion are the coaching group. Yep. Is there a lot of connection between the coaching staff that you have from all those three levels of 18s, reserves and seniors working together to build sort of a pathway through?
Yeah, absolutely, Matty. And that happens, you know, with some good management, but also a bit of, you know, quite organic as well, and that the under-18s train with the seniors on a Tuesday night, and because we've got the sort of split groups, we get a good mix of them, and so we start to upskill their skills and their footy smarts and that as well, but it also starts integrating with the senior players and that, and they're hats off to our senior guys. They really give back to the juniors because they know that's how it's always been, and even the following we get out at Newcombe the other day for the grand final, the amount of senior players out there watching is just the relationships they're building there, which is hugely important for us as a club to move forward to, you know, hopefully turn these guys into the next, you know, Joffy Simpkin, Cody Spokes, Ryan Monahans of the world. So yeah.
And today's game, what do you see as potentially the biggest challenge that St Mary's throws at you that you're going to have to overcome to be successful in moving through the granny?
Yeah, I mean, without knowing too much about the specifics, but I know they've always been really strong off half-back, you know, the run and drive they get off that, and their midfield, and they're not down forward, you know, with the likes of Paddy and these guys. If you don't keep them in check, they can cut the game open pretty quick. So I know Army and have Seba got some plans in place just to really make sure we get control of the way we want the game to look, and hopefully gets the job done.
Are we worried that every game that you play, if it's your last this year, is the last time we're going to see Joffy Simpkin in a Colac jumper?
Well, I don't know. Watching Dangerfield last night as a Hawks supporter was pretty shattering. But Joffy's, the way he looks after himself and, you know, just plays his role now, which took him a little bit of time to adjust in the last couple of years, but just playing that forward, you know, he takes a good player to stop him. So, I don't know, he could go around again if his mind is willing.
I'm not sure he'd be in the top 20 if I knew he backed for Hawthorn, but anyway.
It's okay, Matt. That's okay. Oh, Sally Flynn's a Carlton supporter.
Yeah.
but they don't win anything.
Yeah, no, they're an inoffensive club. Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Hawthorn. I've got some feedback today since I've walked in.
Have you?
Game.
Yeah. Feedback's a gift. Yeah. That's how you unwrap it's the key.
That's right.
That's right.
Your presidency, does it go on in 2026? Or do you, 12 months after you were stepping down, actually step down?
We've got a meeting next week. So with a few sort of the executive guys, just to see what that looks like for next year. And I've sort of indicated I think it's time to get a fresh face in there and some fresh voices. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, we're probably a bit more advanced than what we were 12 months ago, Kingy.
Your netball section had an off year in terms of your A grade, but your netball's still fairly strong.
Yep.
But I see Eliza Kale, one that went back to, yep. She won the league BNF here and then went back and won the league BNF.
Yep.
Do you try and get her back or what's happening there?
Yeah, I mean, Sarah Hay, who sort of heads up our senior netty, they're always having the conversations. I know this year results on the board, but Dave Boyce, who came on board as a coach, did a fantastic job just to even... just to create a fun environment. And I think the targets they set was like if, the second time around we played a side was just to really cut the margin. And I know they made some significant improvements in that. But we're still looking to recruit a couple of probably bookends in. We need some tools at the attacking end and the defensive end, and which they're working really hard and quite close at the moment. So watch this space.
Melbourne Vixens could just cut Zara Walters. Would be great.
Well, yeah, and I reckon Zazie would be up for it if you allowed her. She'd come and play Vixens and Carla at the same time. She's a ripper. So
I reckon Boise might know a couple too. So.
Yeah. We're on the hunt. So
I'm sure you are.
Gibbo, always a pleasure to chat. Best of luck this afternoon, whatever unfolds. Appreciate your support of our broadcast as always. We appreciate your support via the socials as well. And I suspect next week we will be the little line into Colac for grand final day if you're able to make it. And we're happy to provide that for you. Good luck.
No worries.
Appreciate it as always.
Thanks, Kenny. Thanks, Jase. Thanks, Matty.
Thanks, Gibbo.
And joining us on Carrick Footy, the president of the Colac Tigers for Inspirations Paint, Grovedale. It's always a pleasure to have...
Thanks, number 11.
Number 11.
Join well
us
done.
In the K-Rock fan.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.